Hey guys, sorry, do you mind me interrupting for a bit? Sure, yeah. A lot of my followers were asking, go talk to the guys with the hockey sticks. First of all, do you guys mind being on camera? Awesome. So they're asking, why do you want to be here? What is the whole...
A lot of people think that this is all about vaccines and masks. It is. It's about your choice, right? It's
okay.
Your choice, whether you want a vaccine or not, whether you want a mask or not, you be a safe person.
Yes.
There should never be pushing anything on a Canadian, right? We've always lived freely. We've never had this happen to us before. But a lot of people think that's it. That's the only reason. The reason I'm here, the reason a lot of these truckers here, most of them are here, isn't because of the vaccine. It's government control. There's an agenda going on worldwide, not here in Canada, just in Canada.
Yes.
But Trudeau, in 2015, announced to all Canadians that Canada will be the first post-national state in the world. Post-national means no longer a nation, no longer a country. He wants to turn Canada into a state in the New World Order. He announced it after he got elected, and not a lot of people paid attention. You go Wikipedia, first post-national state in the world, and his name will come up. Justin Trudeau announced in 2015 that Canada would be the first post-national state in the world.
Wow.
We're here to fight that. We don't want to be a part of New World Order. There's a worldwide, you can see people standing up now, enough is enough. It's a 40-year plan by the United Nations. It's called Agenda 21. Everyone talks about the Great Reset here, past few years.
Yes.
Chrystia Freeland, our finance minister, she talked about that in the budget speech, that she was going to use this pandemic to usher in the Great Reset. The Great Reset is the economic portion of the Agenda 21. Klaus Schwab is the founder of the World Economic Forum, and he is a model for the Great Reset. He wrote the book, The Great Reset. This is his big idea.
Okay.
His motto is, everyone will own nothing and you will be happy.
I've heard that.
This is making us happy. We're out here, we're fighting for freedom, we're not angry. That's not the type of people that we are. That's not the type of protest we are. We're not flipping over cars and lighting them on fire. We're not breaking windows and looting businesses. We're not assaulting people. We're out here demanding our freedom. We want our freedom back.
But it's funny though, because you say that there's no violence and anything like that, but then Trudeau goes on the news just, you know, says, oh, well, the violence, but I support BLM though.
That's why we love seeing the little guys with camera coming in here and filming what's really happening. Because
right.
The media, I haven't seen any CTV, I haven't seen any Global, I haven't seen any CBC.
I heard CNN was here this morning.
Well, where are they now?
You know? And they were chanting, tell the truth, and they just got up and out of here. So,
of course, I did. Cheers.
Yeah.
So, this is what it's about. It's mostly about Agenda 21. It's a 40-year plan. George Bush Sr. in 1991 talked about it. He said, we're going to have a new world order. One world government, one world religion, one world currency, and it's going to be digital. And we already see digital currency coming in.
Oh.
And it's pushing the real currency out. So we're all going to be states in the world. We're not going to be countries. We're not going to have our own cultures. We're not going to be different.
Well, it's already like that.
Exactly. It's more and more. And you see it. And that's why people like us are standing up. And this is the best way to protest. You put the people in the streets and the people eventually have to go home. You put the trucks in the streets and they're not going to move until something happens.
That's right.
This is how you do a peaceful protest. And over a million people have come in over the past 10 days in Ottawa from outside, and they've been peaceful. There hasn't been riots. There's been smiling faces, high-fiving.
Yes.
I don't see any negativity of us just wanting to have our freedom and going up against the New World Order.
Yes, exactly.
And he's just a puppet. These governments are just puppets. They're not the ones really doing the mind.
So who do you think is pulling the strings?
Well, there's the George Soros. There's the Alex. There's Klaus Schwab, who wrote the Great Reset. A lot of Rothschilds, and there's Rockefellers, and there's all the elites that no one talks about. You talk about rich people in the Forbes 50 top list.
Exactly.
You don't talk about them. You
but
talk
it's the
about
rich
Oprah
families.
Winfrey or whatever like that.
Yes.
So people need to start waking up. And I don't know if you were here just this Saturday.
I was.
It was unbelievable. Like the amount of people and all of those people, if they can go home and tell at least one person or two or three, think about what next weekend's going to be like.
Well, absolutely. So, I mean,
I haven't missed a night yet.
You haven't missed a night.
This is my 10th night here.
Wow.
My brother and I have never missed a time. And we know the truckers. I was driving a truck for 20 years. I retired back in 2014. But I'm here for my boys, and I'm supporting them, and they're making a difference. Canada's making a difference, and we're making a difference around the world because the eyes are on Canada right now.
Absolutely.
We're known as being polite, friendly, accepting people. Look around you in Canada, all the different colored skins, all the different religions.
Yes.
We have a lot of mixed people here, and we're all getting along. We're a civil country. It's a democracy, and we want to continue our democracy and not allow these people to take over and put more
control. You're absolutely right.
And that has to do with the vaccines and the masks and social and the control. We just want that to stop. We want to go back to being Canadian, free, and everyone's watching us. And they know we're not angry people, but we know we're angry about what's happening here. And now you'll see convoys around the world doing the same thing that we are.
Yeah.
We're well respected. We're a lot different than our closest neighbor, Americans. When they travel the world, they put a Canadian flag on their back, so they'll be respected.
First time proud to be a Canadian, right?
Absolutely. Now is the time for everyone to be proud to be a Canadian.
Yeah.
I understand the noise and the complaints from people that live downtown, but people don't move downtown for quiet. They move to the country if they want peace and quiet. Downtown on a regular night, you'll hear drunken people at 3 o'clock in the morning. There's sirens, people squealing their tires at 3 o'clock in the morning. So you're not here downtown to live in peace and quiet. You've been used to this, and I know this is a lot louder, but this is for a way bigger change.
So, and that's actually funny, because what do you say to the people who say, the businesses are closed now for 2 weeks, just let them get back to work?
Well, the whole plan was to destroy our economy so we can usher in the Great Reset. How do you destroy our economy? The engine to our economy is small business. Not just small business, but the oil. We destroyed that. Trudeau shut that down.
Yes.
People are starting to see we're making most of our money from the oil we're selling, but now we're spending billions buying from Saudi Arabia and United States.
That's right.
When our own oil is right here in our own country, but he wants to destroy our economy so they can usher in the Great Reset, and everyone will say, yeah, we need something. This sounds pretty good, but no one really looked into it and no one questioned it. Because we're all conditioned from a little kid. You don't question your teachers to go to high school. You don't question your teachers to go to university. You don't question your teachers. You get a job. You don't question your boss. Do what you're told. Do your job. Well, now it's time to start questioning things.
Well,
and people are.
Yeah.
And we're not being called crazy anymore, because it's a natural thing to do, is to question the things that you don't understand if you want to understand what's really happening. The more people are talking to each other, the more eyes are being opened. Our side's not going to get any smaller. It's just going to get bigger and bigger.
I hope so.
The other side's eventually going to get sick and tired of these booster after booster every 3-4
months. You think so?
Absolutely.
How many
more are they going to take? They're already going on their fourth. They'll take a fifth, a sixth. Come on.
For sure.
There's no way they'll.
You
go
don't
that
think
way.
So?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on. It'll no be way. The 20th booster shot before people say enough's enough, you know?
Listen, keep the elderly safe. The majority of the deaths in 2020 were the elderly.
It was
over 85% from what I heard was the elderly that retired. If we would have protected them, it wouldn't have been so many deaths. And just protect people, you know, protect yourself. If everyone protects himself, everyone's going to be okay.
Right.
We're not out being crazy and spreading disease. There's a true virus. Yes, there's a virus, but it didn't just appear out of nowhere.
Exactly.
So the more people do their research and don't stop, especially when it comes to their way of thinking, continue.
Right.
Even when it's something that you don't agree with, keep continuing research. And eventually you'll be so awake and there's no going back to sleep after that.
Oh, man.
Cheers, bro.
Great stuff. Well, one question I want to ask you, just the last one, because it's the really million-dollar question. How much longer do you think this is going to last?
These guys are prepared to be here for a very long time. They came prepared.
Yeah.
So with the help of everyone else, you know, we just keep supporting each other. It's not going to get any smaller. So unless these guys want to change their mind, or the city of Ottawa want to start doing other things, we'll see what happens, you know? But for now, we're all peaceful. There's no problems here. Everyone's civil. We're Canadians, you know?
Yeah.
We love each other, you know?
Absolutely, man.
Freedom, there's just more love now. You just go around and start talking to anyone. Everyone's in a good mood. It's not an angry protest.
No, it's not.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, or these chants or anything. It's people just wanting freedom.
Yeah.
You're partying here on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. Music playing, great speeches. It's an awesome place to be. Awesome place to meet Canadians and people from around the world. Show up here and you'll see what's really happening. That's what people need to do. Show up and see. Don't listen to the news. Don't listen to the negative
news. Yes.
Show up and see for yourself. I haven't seen any negativity. And like I said, I've been here every day.
That's right, man. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, so I appreciate that, man.
Of course, brother.
Yeah, and I'm Chris, by the way, so...
I'm Justin, not Trudeau.
Justin, not Trudeau. Okay, I'll see you around.